I need a dentist, not a survey. I never forward chain letters or dire warnings that turn out to be hoaxes. But when a friend from Ottawa sent me a 4 things about me email, my interest was piqued. She likes to watch TV crime shows, for example. And I'd forgotten that she'd traveled to Africa. Not only did I enjoy reading her responses, I started filling in a few of my own. I don't suggest you take too much time from your day for questionnaires, especially if you're the dentist scheduled to fill my tooth this afternoon. Please, I want you to concentrate on my molar, not your catamaran trip to the Galapagos Islands. Here goes. 4 jobs I've had. 1, lingerie model. 2, product demonstrator. 3, realtor. 4, bartender. Lingerie modeling was exciting and filled with crazy chaos. It also required too much attention to detail. Every part of me had to be polished, and my appearance was always under scrutiny. How tiresome. And I would never be tall enough or attractive enough to make the pages of Vogue, although I had a fun run. Fortunately, I never fell off any dimly lit stages, although my catwalk days are long over. I'm currently balancing a bag of frozen peas on my shin after walking into my own coffee table. My product demonstrator career lasted 1 week. It's difficult to sell an expensive manicure kit, and it's disheartening to hear, "No thanks," all day. Total sales? Only 1. I bought it out of guilt, considering I quit before the promotion ended. Lessons learned? Again, only 1. Stay in school. Working as a licensed real estate agent gave me confidence. Move over, manicure kit. A house was a big ticket item to sell. When purchasers invited me for dinner in their newly constructed homes, and when everyone was smiling, I loved my career. But when their homes weren't ready on time, and those once smiling customers had no place to live for a month, I felt less delighted. My ringing phone began to give me anxiety. As for bartending, I enjoyed the high-energy parties and celebrations, but grew tired of dealing with inebriated people. Drunks can get cranky and unreasonable, but wish I could still remember how to make a flaming pousse café. See? There's plenty you can discover about people. How about 4 places I've been? 1, Cap Haitien, Haiti. 2, Miami, both Florida and Manitoba. 3, Minsk, Belarus. 4, Cal Nev Eri, which borders California, Nevada, and Arizona. In Haiti, our tour guide had an artificial foot that spun in circles when he walked. Sometimes the foot locked in a backwards position, and he'd realign it by a swift kick with his other foot. In Cal Nev Eri, every second resident owned a small plane. Their garages were plane hangars, and their neighborhood streets were designed as runways. Paul and I explored the area for a month, which included a casino Christmas party with many interesting and off-the-grid locals. There are more categories to the survey, but I have to see a dentist about a tooth. Maybe I should add teeth to the survey under 4 things that need better care.